Good morning. It's 6:15. Yes, 6:15 a.m. Saturday, May the 26th, 2018. I've had pretty much a full day. I had a wake-up call for 2:30. Had to take the kid to the airport. Got back around 5:30. Did a grocery run, brought the groceries home, took care of them, and then before I took my boots off, before I sat down, because I knew if I sat down, I would not get out today, and I needed to get out today, so I'm out. Here I am. I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. I'm so tired. I'm practically staggering. It's ridiculous. I did go to bed early. I went to bed at 8:30. Sleep was elusive, as I say. I'm probably going to yawn a lot. It's chilly this morning. I'm wearing a sweatshirt. Although I've worked up a sweat inside, so sweatshirt is appropriate nomenclature. I had some peanut butter toast at 2:30, but I need to get some more breakfast because I was hungry. Je suis faim. I'm looking at these new houses here. They look really good. Multifamily. They did a nice job with the same floor plan, but just rotated 90 degrees. So the four houses in a row don't all look the same, even though they are. Excuse me. Calf muscles are sore this morning. I don't know why. Why today? But I said yesterday, the day before, that I wanted to get out closer to sunrise. And the picture this morning is literally sunrise. It may be 2 minutes late, maybe three, not that much. The sun had just barely cleared the horizon. Most of it was still behind the tree line. The sky is gorgeous this morning. There's a little bit of haze, but straight above me, it's just blue. There might perhaps be a few wisps of cloud up there. I can't really tell. But it's a lovely cool morning. It's a lovely 58. By now it's probably 58. It was 56 when I left the house, but it'll be 80 something by the time the day is out. So it's beautiful. The morning doves. there's a lot of chirpage. I don't know if you can pick it up on the microphone, but there's a lot of chirpage. Various places around. It's quite a distance away. I don't have anything chirping near me at the moment. Sorry, I warned you. Oh my Lord. So I don't know what I'm thinking about today. It was one of the things that caught my attention yesterday was that there's apparently some sort of movement, that some sort of suggestion that indie authors pushing hard to get more books out is going to cool off as a strategy, as a tactic. I suppose it might. I suppose it might. But the rationale behind it is that as more and more indies get into it, trying to push more titles out, it will become impossible for anybody to get any traction, which is an understandable assessment if you don't really understand how the indie market works. I put a new recommendation up with the Facebook group, the Golden Age group, about Bud Sparhawk's Magician. And several of you have written to me to ask, who's that woman again? Her name is Sue Hollister Barr, B-A-R-R. And the title of the book is Ships. It is, according to her, technically a novella. It's about 30,000 words. Yeah, it is short. It's not a long book. It feels a lot longer than 30,000 words, I'll tell you that. And not in a, oh my God, will this never end way, but in a rich storytelling way, where I got to the end of the story and it was like, wow. So she has some other books out that I haven't picked up yet. I suggested that she put them all up to $2.99, because the 99-cent price point for anything except short fiction and promotional pricing is kind of a ghetto. I did start embroidering in the changes that I need for Home Run. I started putting in some of the pieces yesterday. I need to get a little quality time with the word processor today. Whether or not I'm going to be able to focus long enough to actually make that happen without a nap, it's kind of up for grabs. But things around Casa de Lowell should be pretty low key. We don't have any new demands. There's probably not any kinds of chores besides the normal marketing and cooking that I need to deal with. Well, I have to take the car, get it fixed, get the broken mirror repaired. Those will be Getting the car fixed is a matter of taking it over and leaving it until it's repaired and then going over to pick it up. So it's not going to be any kind of real big time sink, I hope. Because the garage is close enough I can walk to it. So we'll see how this week goes. As tired as I am, as groggy as I am right at the moment, it doesn't bode well, but I almost inevitably am going to have to deal with a nap today. I had a short one yesterday. I like short naps. I like these little naps. I need to do more of them. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Wow. A dog with much to say this morning. It's too bad the truck's got a flat tire. It's been parked there for a couple of days, so it may be a slow leak that's just finally gave up the ghost. A lawn sale. Woohoo. It is the season. I don't think you can hear that dove sitting. He's sitting up on a chimney cap just across the street. Telling the world. He's sitting on a chimney cap just across the street. Come on, you can do it, you can do it. I sort of pushed myself a little bit. I didn't. For quite a few days now, have not been under 20 minutes. That's kind of slow. It's not actually getting me the kind of cardiovascular workout that I really need to get. It's still pretty close to 3 miles an hour, which is what I set my, actually I set my treadmill to 3.1. Run, Jackrabbit, run. Man, that is a long trailer. There's a fifth wheel here on a truck. It's got six tires under it. I think it's also a racing van, so it's a car hauler and living space, but it's really long. This is going to be another one of Best of Nathan's Boots episodes. I can tell because I every once in a while I catch myself not talking. And I noticed that yesterday when I brought the file form up and looked at the waveform for the file for yesterday, I realized how much I wasn't talking yesterday. So I apologize for that. Some days are like that. Some days it's just about all I can do to get out and walk. And I am really glad that I'm getting this out of the way early today. Exhaustion will undoubtedly rear its ugly head in about 20 more minutes. Okay, do I see the... I don't see him. He's looking for the flight catchers this morning. There's a lot of bugs around. I can see them. Dancing in the light. Yeah, there goes one right there. Another bug, a bird. Zipping across. Must have had some rain last night. There's a puddle here under the gazebo. I am coming up to the back gate at the point where I say tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.